Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna on News Talk.
Now, Lorraine Keane is a well-known broadcaster and a sustainability advocate, helping to raise thousands of euro for Breast Cancer Ireland through her Fashion Relief initiative. She's also been a trailblazer in the area of menopause, recently marking a decade of talking about this life chapter. And Lorraine joins me in studio now. Lorraine, you're very welcome.
Thank you so much. Lovely to be here.
You're marking 10 years of talking about menopause.
Yes, because when I started talking about my perimenopause, menopause experience a little over 10 years ago, nobody was talking about it. And it was probably the scariest thing I've ever done in my career, especially in our line of work, Claire, because whether we like it or not, the industry tends to be a little ageist towards women in particular. And a lot of my contemporaries are saying, are you mad, Lars? You know, you're just going to age yourself completely overnight. Because back then it was seen as somebody who was kind of past it, you know, old and decrepit in the last stage of life. But as we all know, we're living longer now. And that's why I just felt, you know, you're always talking about being a woman's woman and women supporting women and sharing and supporting each other. I don't embarrass easily. I've got five sisters and a brother. We're a large family of talkers. And I had suffered in silence for so long, not even knowing that I was in early perimenopause. So I thought, just do it. Like, just do it. Help, you know. And it's been probably it and Fashion Relief, which is a charity initiative I set up for Irish charities, have probably been the two things that I'm most proud of in my career.
And so you should be. And I think it is really important that we start speaking in a more positive way, particularly about aging, especially for women, because men don't seem to be held to the same account when it comes to getting older. They age like a fine wine, as we often say.
So they think.
Yeah. But I love how Asian societies look at menopause as being the second spring, because as women, so much is given to our menstrual cycle. If a family is something that happens for you or that you want to happen for you, so much of your time and energy is put into that.
Yes.
So then that settling of the hormones, mm-hmm. and that end of your life, it's a beginning of a new life where you can focus a bit more on yourself for a change.
It is. And they celebrate it. They have menopause parties in parts of Asia. And I love that. And it is something that we should look forward to. I'm certainly looking forward to it. And I suppose the reason I'm looking forward to it and not fearing it is because I'm always say armed and dangerous. I have the information. I've educated myself. Knowledge is key in all of these things. So I'm really looking forward to going through full menopause, coming out the other side and living my best life, because I'll have no periods. I'll have no period pains. I'll have no PMS. I'll have no anxiety about, will the period arrive on a day it's not expected? I could be on stage. You know, all of these things that as women we've had to deal with our entire lives from puberty. And I'm really looking forward to being just somebody that doesn't have to carry any of those burdens anymore. And please God, after 55, live maybe another 30 years, 40 years, who knows?
Yeah, no sanitary products in the supermarket trolley. Oh,
listen, just always having to think of your female health in that way, you know, and we've had to, as I say, do that our whole lives. So, yeah, we should be celebrating it. And I hope that from me coming out and talking about it and so many amazing, brave women coming out and talking about it since and sharing their stories, I hope that we have broken the taboo and it's not a stigma anymore. In fact, I kind of know that we have, because I went out on the streets of Dublin with my camera and microphone. It's on my Instagram, and interviewed women and men about perimenopause and menopause and asked them, you know, have we broken the taboo? And I was so thrilled with the response, because each and every woman was so open about talking about it. They said that, yes, they weren't embarrassed or ashamed about it anymore. But again, key was that they knew so much about it. They were informed and educated. And that's empowering. You know, we need to be empowered as women. And the only way to do that is to not be ashamed or embarrassed. It is a natural life stage. We have five of them as women, from puberty to postmenopause. And this is just one of them. So, you know, I'm just like, no chance. There is no way I'm going to allow any shame to be attached with this. We can't help it. We didn't want all of these things. I said to some male friends the other night, and they were actually laughing, and they, in fairness, they agreed. Maybe they were afraid not to. But anyway, I said, you know, it's not fair. You know, at least you guys should have got one of the things that we have to do as women, you know. So if we maybe are the ones that carry the baby and give birth, then you should be the ones having the periods. Do you know what I mean? Like,
Or the breastfeeding.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That would have been nice.
She divided it up a little bit more equally. And they were all laughing, going, yeah, actually, yeah, I agree.
Maybe in the next lifetime you can organise that, Lorraine. And what were the symptoms that you started to experience early on?
So for me, it was disruptive sleep. Actually, was the first one. And we all now know how important sleep is, because it's just, you know, a day changer, a life changer, if you can get a good night's sleep. So disruptive sleep. And so I'd get up, you know, during the night 3 to 5 times. And then sometimes just decide, because of that, I'll go and use the bathroom. And then I'd come back to bed and I'd, you know, be tossing and turning with lists in my head, as us women do, going over all the things that I need to do the next day. So woke up the next day and clearly tired, irritable, had little or no libido, low mood, low energy, getting anxious, you know, and that's not me. Just feeling very imbalanced in myself. I just didn't feel like me at all, Claire. And felt burnt out as well. I felt like I couldn't cope with a lot of things that I would have normally not even, you know, had a second thought about. And it wasn't till I actually went to a women's health talk in the Merrion Hotel and I heard a panel of people speaking, and it just dawned on me that it was my hormones. And I was annoyed with myself at the time because, you know, we're both journalists, that's our background, so we read a lot, news is our thing. And yet anytime I would see anything to do with menopause, peri or otherwise, I would just skip through. I would turn the page, or I would, you know, click through if it was online, because I just didn't feel like it was relevant to me, because I was in my late 30s. And then when I realised that's all it was, and it was something that I could help and manage, I was just annoyed at myself. You know, I was really cross that I was not educated in something that was going to affect me, was affecting me for the last few years, but was going to affect me for the next few years too. And that's when I decided, okay, I need to find the ways I can help myself. But because I was so young, I didn't want to do HRT because I was in my late 30s and early 40s. And I then started looking into the kind of holistic approach. So I wanted to, which wouldn't have been me generally. I would have been the type of person, like, if you've got an illness, take a tablet. Just don't, you know, don't be a martyr in pain. But I just thought, no, because it's so early. And I then started looking at, as I say, lifestyle changes, which there are three, they're free. So you do the diet, nutrition, you do the exercise, the right type of exercise, and then the well-being bit is really important too. You know, slowing down, minding yourself, taking care of yourself, not trying to be all things to all people. And in the nutrition diet, even though I thought I'd a pretty healthy diet Monday to Thursday, kind of at the weekends all bets are off, I still knew that I couldn't possibly have all of the nutrients, vitamins, minerals in my diet every single day, for sure, because I'm not a nutritionist. So I decided to look at supplements, and that's when I started taking Clean Marine Menamine.
And everything is so interlinked, isn't it? When you're sleeping better, your food choices are better. When your food choices are better, you have more energy to do your exercise, you're in better form with your family, your relationships are better. So each one is, they're all interlinked. It's all like a little Venn diagram that's going on to make you feel a little bit more like yourself.
Yeah.
I'm interested to hear how good you are on the slowing down piece and not being all things to everyone, because you've a lot going on. You've your finger in lots of pies. I know you love your work. You love your family. You love being social. You love getting in the sea, travel. Like, there's a lot going on. So how do you find the times to slow down within that and mind yourself?
I've gotten better at saying no. And I'm kind of a, unfortunately, kind of a people pleaser, you know, and I love people and I love company. I'm not great on my own. You know, I don't really like my own company. I'm from a very large family. So I just try not to be all things to all people as much as I used to. And I'm very aware, because I put it to the test, I'm very aware that when I do overdo it, and I overstress that little pituitary gland that distributes all our hormones all over our body. When you're overstressed, overworked, you're not taking time to relax and mind yourself, it gets overstressed, overworked, and it distributes the hormones in an imbalanced way. So, you know, in the wrong quantities to the wrong areas of our body. And that's when you get symptoms, or the symptoms you have, they're compounded. So I have noticed the difference when I don't do that, when I don't take time. And that's why I'm just not going to let myself feel worse, you know, if you manage all those things and you're aware of the lifestyle changes. The whole exercise thing is hugely important too. I used to think because my metabolism slowed down after 40 and I started putting on weight, eating the exact same foods that I would have up to that point, I thought, oh, Jesus, I need to work harder. So I'd go out and be pounding the pavements after working all day and being busy and juggling. And all I was doing then was overstressing that little pituitary gland and making my symptoms worse. So I actually felt worse and I still wasn't losing weight. So I started doing research into that area and I found out that actually over 40, our bone mass, our muscle mass, our bone density decreases by 30 to 40% after the age of 40. So we need to be actually doing kind of slower exercise, more intense focused weight bearing exercise, so resistance training. So I swapped then to do Pilates, reformer Pilates, and working out in the gym or working out at home in my kitchen even, just doing the right kind of muscle kind of exercises to make sure that we look after our bone health and our muscle health for not only now, but for our future health as well. So, and I actually have a video on my Instagram doing all of those exercises that I do at home when I can't get out to the gym or I can't get out for a walk if the weather's not good or whatever. So those kind of things. It's just about listening to your body and educating yourself, you know, like yourself. Like I've got podcasts that I've interviewed all the experts and all the different areas that we need to be aware of. And that's up on cleanmarine.ie or wherever you get your podcasts. It's just really important to get the information and to take the time to look after yourself, because you will feel and see the difference if you do that.
Well, you're the perfect poster girl for it. I have to say, you always glow. Oh. No matter where I meet you, in person or online, they're not filters, I promise you. She's here now glowing. And it does make a difference, because up until then, if we were talking about bone health,
yes,
we were thinking of brittle bones and a kind of a, you know, an elderly lady and osteoporosis. Whereas now we're talking about looking after yourself now, and your future self will thank you. And you're looking at someone who's in the whole of her health, out doing so many brilliant things, but also minding herself at the centre.
Yeah, like I had a little trip walking the dogs in a pair of runners last year and fractured my ankle. And immediately I thought, oh dear, you know, osteoporosis, because I hadn't had a DEXA scan. And it's one of those things that I would say on my talks to all the women, you know, over 40, over 50, we need to have a DEXA scan to get a baseline for our, where our bone health is at the moment as well. And of course, hadn't done it myself. And I thought, oh, there we go. So anyway, went in, got the DEXA scan, and thankfully I was fine. My bone health is good. But it just made me much more aware of, actually, Lorraine, you need to, you know, start practice what you're preaching. And, you know, to have the right, again, the right nutrition and nutrients in your diet is not, you can't, you know, you can't be sure you're getting your omega-3 every single day. Like you should be having three portions of oily fish, almonds, you know, nuts, all those kind of things in your diet every week. So it's just being aware of what's out there and being aware of what we need to not only be healthy now, but to live our best life, for like be live longer, but live longer and stronger, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's really important. And sleep is hugely important as well. So I'd say to anybody that's, you know, having trouble sleeping, I find magnesium really, really good. And again, there's lots of great advice and tips up there. I've just invested in a new mattress that's heat regulation mattress, which has been amazing. And, you know, hot flushes were something that really, really causing me problems as a symptom that I've just really developed in the last couple of years. And again, it's just to know that there is help out there, there's support out there. And don't feel bad about minding yourself. You know, women are desperate. We're so good at looking after everybody else, you know, and we don't give it a second thought. But yet we feel bad about looking after ourselves, especially Irish women.
I totally agree with you. And the more you look after yourself, the better you can look after other
exactly.
people. If you want to find out more about everything Lorraine said, go to her Instagram at Lorraine Keane Official. Lorraine, thank you so, so much for coming on.
Thanks, Claire.
Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna. Sunday morning at 8 on News Talk.